I've been told I cannot have your guys' time. So thank you for staying. My name is Yasmina Sisrak, and I'm Associate Project Director at the Rehabilitation Research and Training Center on Aging with Developmental Disabilities at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Today I'm presenting on a very condensed version of my dissertation project that I did. And it's on development, reliability, and validity of nutrition support scale for paid caregivers in community homes. I have no relevant financial, professional, personal relationship to disclose. I should say that my dissertation was funded by the Chicago Midwest Roybal Center for Health, Maintenance, and Behavior Change. I also wanted to acknowledge my dissertation committee, Drs. Heller, Chavez, Marks, Riley, and Michael Murray. Study objectives of my project were to increase understanding of resources needed to support staff working in community homes in order to improve nutrition services for individuals with intellectual disabilities, to develop a reliable and valid nutrition support scale, and to discuss implications of developed nutrition support scale for practice and policy to improve nutrition in community homes where individuals with intellectual disabilities live. A little bit of a background why I chose to do this study is that limited research shows that 93% of adults with intellectual disabilities who live in community have a high-fat diet. 63% of them do not consume enough fruits and vegetables. We do know that social support is one of the key factors in making dietary changes and maintaining long-term adherence for an individual within the family cluster. And we do know the caregivers have a direct influence on person's food choice. They can be role models and gatekeepers for food. They can influence a person's food choice by imposing their own dietary intake factors, including knowledge of menu planning, grocery shopping, food preparation, and attitudes and beliefs towards nutrition. So nutrition knowledge training needs barriers and supports to meal planning, food purchase, and preparation among DSPs, direct support professionals, are really not known. And there is a paucity of nutrition information and lack of validated instruments that are related to community living and supports. Understanding these resources, what resources are needed to support staff working in community homes, is a first step to improving nutrition services for individuals with ID that are living in these community settings. This is my study conceptual map. Really quickly, nutrition support, in this study I used, follows the definition of the concept of environment and situation from the social cognitive theory, and is defined as the environmental resources and the individual perception of the resources available for meal planning, food purchase, and preparation. Environmental factors are objective factors that can affect person's behavior, and they're physically external to the person. In relation to nutrition support in community homes, these may include financial preparation and storage of food, and organizational culture. Also, person's subjective perception of environment includes one's cognitive representations of the environment that may affect person's behavior. Internal to individuals, several inner factors may influence nutrition support in community homes, and these include staff's perceived knowledge of meal planning, grocery shopping, and meal preparation, and their cultural values and lifestyles towards nutrition. Nutrition support may be affected by external resources, that's pathway A in the chart, including organizational commitment to health promotion and formal policies related to health promotion, and then internal resources, which is pathway B, which includes self-efficacy, perceived workload, and behavior capability. In this case, I looked at nutrition knowledge. Lastly, sociodemographic factors, including age, gender, race, ethnicity, education level, marital and offspring status, job tenure, may have an effect on nutrition supports, so that's pathway C. And internal resources, pathway D, are included in the model as potential confounders. My research design, I had three phases to this study. The first phase was focus groups to generate the items for the scale. The second phase included, it had two parts. It was a content validity looking, I used expert panel review, and also I did cognitive interviews. And the last phase was construct validity, looking at pilot testing of the final scale. My first phase included 6 focus groups, about 27 people, which they were separated in staff, management, family members, and individuals with intellectual disabilities. And the question that I asked was, what does nutrition support mean in community homes for people with intellectual disabilities? The question was focused depending on who the audience was or who the participants were. The first phase resulted in generating 89 items in 6 topical areas: time, financial, preparation, storage, distribution of food, knowledge and education, government nutrition standards, cultural values and lifestyles, and organizational culture. With this, I moved into second phase of the project, looking at expert panel review. I wanted to know, I asked experts, how does a panel of experts understand and interpret each item of this scale? And I looked at quantitative importance rating. 1 was not important, 2-4 was very important. And I looked at sum of total scores and mean scores for each item. And then items that were less than 3, received less than 3 score, were flagged for further review during cognitive interviews. And I also looked at qualitative problems with the wording and additional comments or new items that the expert panel suggested. Expert panel was 5 individuals. 1 was a content expert, and then there were 4 lay experts. I ended up having a higher number of items after expert panel, 92 items with 8 factors, which were somewhat similar to the original factors. In cognitive interview, I originally intended to have 10 cognitive interviews, but my it reached point of saturation with 7. I was able to scale down the number of items to 64, and then 6 factors: financial, preparation and storage, knowledge, cultural values and lifestyles, organizational culture and time. With cognitive interviews, my question was, how do paid caregivers understand or interpret each item and domain? I looked at clarity, importance, and domain representatives of each item. In phase 3, I had many different questions to understand further refine the scale. What are the psychometric properties of nutrition support scales? Do the items fit the RASH model? Do the items clearly represent the concept of nutrition support? What is the dimensional structure of the instrument? What is the hierarchy of the items? What is the functioning of the rating scale? And what is the reliability of the scale? I used Winstops and SPSS, Winstops for RASH analyses and SPSS for factor analysis and correlations. And lastly, I wanted to see what is the predictive validity of this of newly developed nutrition support scale. How is the nutrition support scale related to external resources, which is pathway A, and how is nutrition NSS related to internal resources? And are there any relationships to socio-demographic factors? I apologize for this slide, but I'm going to just briefly explain characteristics of participants. For the phase 3 of the study, I ended up with 163 participants. 26% were male. Majority of them were in full-time status, and they were in 75% of them were direct support professionals, 10 of them were qualified support professionals, and 8 managers and 6 other. Age range was 19 to 17, average age was 38, and tenure in the community home, meaning how long they've worked in the field, was about 9 years. It ranged from 4 months to 32 years. For phase 3 statistical analyses, I applied all of my statistical analyses first to first 6 domains, in order to optimize the full support scale. And then I ended up with 45 items. I'm only showing results of the final 45 items. Otherwise, we would be here until tomorrow. I looked at principal component analysis. This is a part of RASH analyses to determine if substantial factor exists in residuals after estimating primary dimension. So I'm looking at dimensionality of the scale. Of the 45 items, NSS showed that the variance explained by measure was acceptable 42.2%. Unexplained variance explained by first factor was 8.5%, which is less than recommended criteria. Eigenvalue of unexplained variance explained by the first contrast was 6.6. It was higher than the recommended, which is recommended as less than 2 eigenvalues. So I'm looking at multidimensional scale here. I also did use the true score theory, and I did a factor analysis just because committee members asked me to do. That is why my dissertation is 300 pages long. And it also shows 6 factors. It showed multiple 6 expected factors for first 6 domains contribute to 62% of variance, and remaining 3 factors had very small eigenvalues, so they were just contributing to 10% of variance. So it's a multidimensional scale with 6 different factors. Further looking at correlations, I did person product moment correlation between 6 domains in a complete scale, and the correlations range from 0.344 to 0.624. All of the correlations were significant, which is a good news to me. The results indicate moderate but significant level of correlation, which is expected since each subscale is designed to represent a different domain of support. And then correlations between the domains in complete NSS ranged from 0.65 to 0.8, and they were all significant, and that was very exciting. I also looked at item hierarchy compared to people. So if in RASH analysis, if the person mean is greater than 2 standard deviations of the item mean, so on the person is to the left and item is to the right, the instrument is considered mistargeted. In this case, my standard deviation was within those 2 standard deviations, so it indicates acceptable targeting. I also looked at rating scale structure. I looked at all of my items were on the 4-point Likert type scale. 1 was strongly disagree through 4 was strongly agree. There were 4 criteria for looking at this. Looking at average, if you're looking at the first column that was circled in red, average measures of the 4 response categories were expected to increase monotonically and be in proper order with steps of greater than 1 logit. This was good. Good news. They were in order. Step calibrations had to have the same likelihood of being endorsed. Outfit mean squares should be less than 2, and that's in the third circle. The second circle column. And then, looking at the probability curve visually, which is on the bottom, to assess independent peaks, so you're just looking that each rating is peaking independently. So everything looked good with the rating scale. That was exciting. And I looked at reliability using Cronbach's alpha and person reliability and item reliability, which is in RASH. Cronbach's alpha showed very good, anywhere from acceptable to excellent reliabilities, but one of the drawbacks with Cronbach's alpha is that the larger your scale, the more you're going to get closer to that number 1.0 or 0.9. I had a little bit of difficulty with cultural values and lifestyles. They're circled in red, and time subscales, and these were probably because they were very small number of items in them. So I had about four to six items within each domain. So that's something that I need to explore further. And lastly, I looked at predictive validity using Pearson's product moment correlation coefficient and I computed it to assess relationship between NSS and six subscale domains and health promotion policies, organizational commitment to health promotion scale, self-efficacy, perceived workload, and nutrition knowledge. Analysis. Looking at health promotion policy scale, it does not indicate the statistically significant linear relationship. However, statistically significant weak positive relationship is found between health promotion policies and cultural values and lifestyles subscale. That was kind of expected. And moderate positive relationship was between health promotion policies and organizational culture. There were no other statistically significant relationships within the scale. So looking at my findings, nutrition support scale meets psychometric criteria for reliability and construct validity. Six domains had unidimensional psychometric properties and can be used independently minus the two that I mentioned. And NSS measures a multidimensional construct and in the future should be examined using multidimensional measurement model. A little bit about policy implications. When I looked at current trainings, they're mainly related to emergency procedures, bloodborne pathogens, consumer rights, introduction to developmental disabilities, CPR and first aid. There's really a lag behind the new topical areas and which are focused on basic health and safety training and that are used in large-scale facilities and institutional settings. State-mandated trainings lack the type of nutrition information that's needed to be covered. If we're looking at core residential community competencies, the tool that I developed really can help us understand nutrition supports in community homes and can be used in community-based organizations to optimize their training and workforce development by focusing only on the competencies and supports communicated through the nutrition support scale and in turn meet these core competencies. I had a couple of study limitations. If you're looking at true score theory, I would have needed a larger sample size. The 163 participants were very well sufficient for RASH analyses, but with true score theory, you really need larger numbers. Also, my sample representativeness, I had five different community-based organizations in Illinois and New Mexico, and these organizations or these states have fiscal policy that may affect revenue spending and programmatic trends that are differently compared to other states, so generalizability of the tool may not be possible. And then, of course, always the self-report underestimates a socially undesirable trait and overestimates socially acceptable traits. And this is my contact. And I had 19 seconds to spare.
No, I stopped it.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
I want to thank all of our presenters.